This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
For the center, I want to thank Dr. Hakir again for coming and talking to us. And you guys enjoy Dr. Hakir's talk? Alhamdulillah, inshallah. He'll make sure he knows it, so he'll come back again, inshallah. And he'll continue to work with us. JazakAllah khair. Tonight, the hadith is actually, it's not really a hadith, it's an athar. And an athar is something a sahabi said that he doesn't relate to the Prophet, but the only way he could have said something like that is if he had heard something similar to it from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning, the only way he would have come up with this conclusion is that he was taught it or he concluded it from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's wordings or behaviors, but he does not relate it specifically that the Prophet told him that. And it has obviously value as well within hadith. And this is within the theme of istiqama, integrity or anti-corruption or incorruptibility. Tomorrow I'll narrate the final hadith. It'll be a full hadith, obviously, within this theme, and I'll move on to something different, inshallah, next week to kind of shift gears a little bit and move on. يروي الإمام البغوي في تفسيره بسند حسن عن عمر بن الخطاب عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال. So Imam Baghawi has an own tafsir called Tafsir al-Baghawi. Actually, he has a name as well, and he narrates within it with a reasonable chain of narration that Umar ibn al-Khattab said, and Umar ibn al-Khattab defined istiqama like many of the Sahaba did. If you go and if you open a tafsir of Qurtubi or Tabari, and you look at Surah Al-Fatiha and you see the word mustaqim, you'll find that they talk about the concept of istiqama, and there are like 16 Sahabi who tried to define it in different ways. And Umar al-Khattab is my favorite definition. And I think, again, it's an athar, so it has value. We think that he learned it from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, at least by example, if not by word. فَقَالَ الْإِسْتِقَامَةُ أَنْ تَسْتَقِيمَ عَلَى الْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهْيِ وَلَا تَرُوغَ رَوَغَانَ الثَّعَالِبِ. So he said, istiqama, what integrity is, or what istiqama is for you to commit clearly, or commit genuinely to the commands and the prohibitions of the deen, meaning whatever it is you're told to do and not to do. وَلَا تَرُوغَ رَوَغَانَ الثَّعَالِبِ. And for you not to try and dodge and cut corners and take shortcuts like a fox would do. And of course, the Arab would always use the fox as the symbol of the animal that would always try to break the rules and do something that was just borderline illegal. Not fully, just borderline. Just push the envelope every time, every chance he had. And I love that he used it that way, radiallahu anhu, because it gives a little bit of a mental image as well, the concept of rawaghan. You're moving around. You're not. It's like when someone asks you, did you do this one thing? So you're like, well, and then you start, right? And then your brain is an amazing tool. It starts to figure out ways for you to tell the story where you don't really have to say yes or no, but the answer is actually a yes or a no. Istiqama is for you to say, no, yes, I did. Yes, there was reasons for it. There was some context before it, context after it. I had my own rationalization at the time. Istiqama is for you to just come out and say exactly what occurred without all of the extra stuff. And especially if you're young, you do this all the time. All the time. You ask a question, did you complete your work? And then the answer is never yes or no, right? I have yet to ask someone less than 17. Actually, I've yet to ask anyone less than 30, honestly. Have you finished doing? And the answer is yes or no. There's always a long explanation, a convoluted, dragging out explanation where the answer is simple, either yes or no. Istiqama, really what it is in its essence, is the ability to offer that answer at least to yourself, honestly. At least to yourself, if not to the world, at least to yourself. Obviously, an open one is better, but at least to say, no, because that integrity, that honesty that you have with yourself is very, very valuable. And istiqama is that the integrity that allows you to hold on to it, for you to be able to say things as they are, to point them out the way they are, without trying to make sense of something that wrong that you did, and offer yourself all these excuses and explain why it's not as wrong as maybe people think it is, and maybe why, yes, it's wrong in general, but when you did it, it wasn't that wrong because you had, you know, reasons and excuses for it. Istiqama is where you just get rid of all that clutter. All of that garbage, it was wrong. I shouldn't have done it, it was wrong, and you admit that. That's a part, that's how you start understanding istiqama. It happens in everything in life. It'll become a part of your financial decisions. It'll be part of your social decisions, your political decisions, your personal decisions, your relationship decisions, your academic decisions. A lot of this istiqama, are you able? Are you someone who, if we tempt enough, if we push enough, we can get them maybe to compromise just a little bit? Maybe give up something that they like. I would, in a regular situation, they would stand back and say, you know what? I don't want to give that up. But are we able to pressure them enough to maybe get them to give it up? Someone who has istiqamah has clarity and knows exactly when to say no. No, there's no chance. Stop trying. Like, that's not going to happen. And when you study his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, that's what you find, this example that is just, I don't understand. Wallahi, I don't understand how. How could he have that clarity all the time? Like, all the time. Whether he was really, really weak being persecuted, or he was very, very powerful and he was running, and still just the same guy, same clarity on what needs to be done and what can't be done, and just no compromising of any of those values. And that's what istiqamah means. And I love the way Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab explains it, and I think it's something worth sharing with you. I hope they find the benefit in that. يروي الإمام البغوي في تفسيره بسند حسن عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال الاستقامة أن تستقيم على الأمر والنهي ولا تروغ روغان الثعلب صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك الله بحمدك شكرا لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have my أصول فقه حلقة